Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez, WPF Technical Evangelist, and I'm here today with Ian Ellison-Taylor and Kevin Gerstad, and we're going to talk about WPF 4 and a little bit of what's in Beta 1 for Visual Studio 2010. So Ian, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, first? So I'm Ian Ellison-Taylor. I'm the Product Unit Manager for WPF. And
Kevin Gerstad, I'm the Group Program Manager for WPF.
So let's talk first about what we're going to do by RTM. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
And I know you've done several talks, so maybe you can just walk us through high level what's in RTM.
Okay. So there's a bunch of things that we're doing in WPF 4, and they roughly break down into three or four buckets. So one would be graphics. We're doing some things around graphics. Probably the biggest thing we're doing is around text rendering and enabling applications to have really sharp text at various resolutions. And applications like Visual Studio 10 will be taking advantage of that. We have Pixel Shader 3.0 support and cache compositions and some other things like better 3D performance and things of that sort. We also have a bunch of things in the Win 7 bucket, basically better together with Win 7. Multi-touch would probably be the largest feature there, including manipulations and gestures and so forth. Taskbar integration, if you've seen the Windows 7 taskbar, the ability to easily integrate that in from a WPF app. The ribbon and better access to common dialogues. And then a whole slew of things through something called the .NET code pack for Windows 7, which sensor platform and that kind of thing. And then the third category would probably be something like deployment, where we're making a big investment in .NET Framework 4.0 together with Visual Studio 10. Things like multi-targeting side-by-side and a new, smaller, faster client profile for primarily client deployment scenarios. Yeah. So that's kind of the overall summary. There's some other things, but that's the three big buckets.
That's in the runtime, and we're putting a lot of investment into the tools.
Yes.
So on the tools we have, first of all, Visual Studio written in WPF,
yep,
or parts of it.
Yeah.
And we have a great designer, and I'll have Mark Wilson Thomas come and talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to drill into that one later. So we have all these things coming. How are we doing for Beta 1? Are we on track for RTM, and how are we doing for Beta 1? Beta 1 ships this week. So
we are definitely on track for RTM. Just the way the schedule worked out, there are the preponderance of the features, though, are actually in Beta 2, not in Beta 1. Things like layout rounding and the text clarity work and cache compositions, those things, all in Beta 2. In Beta 1, we have a few things for you to kick the tires on. One would be the first sort of piece of multi-touch, which include the gesture support or the manipulation support. So you can take a look at do some pretty interesting things there and give us some feedback on the API. The client profile, an early edition of that, is also there. A bunch of the tool support is there for Visual Studio Designer for WPF in there too, that you can start to play with and give us some feedback on. Some of the things that we shipped in the fall as code packs have graduated into the product for 4.0, and those are there in Beta 1, like Data Grid and the VSM support. So those are things you can play with. We made a bunch of improvements there. Did I miss anything? From Beta 1 itself?
What about themes? We released on CodePlex, we recently released themes for applications so that, you know, shops that don't have a designer in-house can make their applications look a little bit more differentiated or a little better. Are those in WPF 4?
They are not in WPF 4, at least not in the beta. We can discuss whether we put them in the product itself, but there are no plans at this point to put them in the product.
Okay. I mean, out of band is great,
because
then you can ship more often.
Right.
I just want to make sure I knew what was coming.
Things like themes, we tend to change them quite a bit. So,
yeah, and I think we'll keep adding to that collection, and it's much easier to update them when they're on CodePlex. And then when things stabilize, we can always look at moving them into the platform later on, and then we've tended to do that in a number of cases.
So Touch, we're going to have this week, we're going to have Anson come up and show us a little bit with some Touch.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about what's in deployment? Just because I'll have Joseph record a video, and people are likely going to watch your video first, and then if you tell them enough, they'll come back to watch Joseph's.
I think you'll want to watch Joseph's video. We've been working on this for a while. 4.0 is really the WPF 4 is really the first time that we can do it in a way that lets us provide an end-to-end consistent experience across all target configurations. That's Windows XP, regardless of the version of .NET on the machine, Vista, and Win 7. And so it's a smaller client profile. It installs side-by-side with the .NET 3X stack. What you do is you just include a bootstrapper web installer inside of your thing, a little 280K component. It will evaluate what you need in the machine, pull it down, which will be 25 megabytes or less if the user doesn't have it already, and install it in a seamless integrated installer and then with your application bits. So it's a much, much better install experience than what we've had in the past, I think.
So with, just to make sure, with client profile,
yep.
I'm running XP, yep. I have .NET 2 on my machine,
yep.
I cannot use client profile today. With .NET 4, I'll be able to use client profile.
Well, to be clear, you could use client profile from 3.5 SP1 today, but in reality, what you end up getting is
install the whole thing.
But in this case, yes, you get the smaller client profile install on your machine.
On the .NET 4 timeframe?
On the .NET 4 timeframe.
How long does it take, do you know?
How long does it take to install? Five-ish minutes.
Yeah.
So much less than...
You know, it depends on the bandwidth and the machine and everything else, but we, in our typical configuration on a typical American or U.S. Bandwidth, it's about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Cool. That's much better than what we've been doing in the past.
Yeah.
Well, actually, since we're talking about it, we did start rolling it out on Windows Update recently, the .NET 3.5 SP1.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So for those that can use client profile on 3.5 SP1, then there's something coming that's going to hopefully help them. But, 4.0 is really where we can finally see client profile the way you design it or the way you intend it to be used.
These things aren't kind of mutually exclusive. There's a lot of people who will start with the client profile just because it's an easy thing to get out there and base your application on, and then... the .NET framework will continue to be a part of Windows, and so it'll ship as part of Windows, and then you'll see that in Windows 7 as well. That includes 3.5 SP1 as part of the default install for Windows 7. And then we use, the new versions will come out on Windows Update as well. So we've really got those kind of three deployment avenues all working in parallel.
Yep. So anything else we want to talk about for WPF4? Ian, we have you here, so... we might as well go back to the where WPF and Silverlight fit, since you happen to own both.
Sure. Yes. I said I was the PM for WPF. I'm also the general manager for the client platforms and tools groups, which includes Silverlight and the associated tools. Both Silverlight and WPF have their place. Silverlight obviously is more focused on those web and Brett scenarios, we've made some great progress there. I think over the last 6 to 12 months, and we talked about at Mix some of the work we'll be doing for Silverlight 3 that should be appearing shortly. But then WPF, as part of the full .NET client and the full .NET framework, just expands on all those features and gives you the ability to target broader scenarios on Windows. And so you get broader access to the machine and the kinds of scenarios that are perhaps more interesting to more ISVs, where you can integrate with the shell. Kevin talked about some of those features, integrating with the Win 7 taskbar, being able to integrate with Office, so you can program to Word and Excel, and take advantage of the full .NET framework. And so you just get a broader scope. So we see both sides as complementary. And obviously, we get feedback where there are some seams between the two in terms of compatibility, and we've been working hard on how to narrow the seams between the two. And Kevin mentioned VSM. That was a big part of that. That appeared first in Silverlight, and now that's in WPF, so that's one less thing to have to deal with. And there's a number of things like that. I think layout rounding, and a couple of other gotchas where the two are different, and we're going to continue to work on narrowing the gap between the two. For those that want to move back and forth. We want to make it very easy to move back and forth.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks,
Sam. Thanks for having us.